T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
No, AirPros, ACRepair.com. Around 11 a.m. this morning, we'll have new numbers, new update from yesterday. But as of yesterday, the state of Florida had a one-day increase of 15,300 cases. Florida now up to 269,811. The one-day increase in Miami-Dade was 3,576. In Broward, it was 1,772. Monroe County, 28. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, ACRepair.com.
That dog is running wild, man. That dog is running wild, and nobody can stop it right now. Hey, by the way, we were talking about Meltdown Monday, and one of my favorites. This goes back. This is old school. So if you're a young guy and you don't remember Earl Weaver, the fiery manager of the Baltimore Orioles, here's a little Earl.
Now, the manager's corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the manager's corner with Earl Weaver.
Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get little fleas on the bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this mind his own business and let me manage the f***ing team, we'd be a lot better off. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Greatest,
that was the best. That's
greatest
the best
of all time, Earl Weaver.
Wow. Wow.
Didn't like getting second guessed and said, hey, go F yourself.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I like how he closed the show, too. He goes, that'll do it for Manager's Corner. Go bleep yourself.
Right. Yeah, he put a halt to that show real quickly.
Wow. Wait, how about the reporter or whoever the co-host was in the beginning? Oh, this show's going to go down in history.
And here we are, 2020.
Right.
Playing freaking Earl Weaver.
I wonder when that was taped. I mean, like, what year? It's got to be in the mid, like, the early 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah.
We're talking 35, 40 years ago.
He was something, man. Wow. And then, like I said, Tim Robbie, a former owner of the Miami Dolphins, he's got great, his stories, because he played golf with them. They had a game. I don't know how many days a week they played out west here, but Earl, who his family's down here and he retired down here. I mean, he was a fireball. Like, I'm guessing, and I don't know. Nobody's been kicked out of as many games as Earl Weaver has, right?
I mean,
this guy. He had some great. Yeah, by the way, had some great teams. But boy, that was crazy. I just think all the old managers and coaches were the best because they didn't care. There was no social media stuff to get bashed and have to do an apology, and they weren't worried about being politically correct. But those guys, and they called their own guys out. Right. They called their own guys out. Like he's on this friggin' team. Like our guys today, they never say that. You know, they're oh, you know, he's giving everything he has. He didn't care. Right? He wasn't worried about that. No, I knew you'd love that Earl Weaver one. Hey, by the way, I think this calls for a little Denny Green too, right?
Oh,
Denny Green, he knew what they were. They didn't surprise him at all. He was fired up.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Now, that's a little bit of a meltdown. That's the kind of meltdown you're looking for Meltdown Monday right there.
Yeah.
That is just...
Are these making you feel better? Because I feel like they're making me feel a little better today.
Well, yeah, it's better than going back and forth and talking about the mask and politics jumps into the show and you guys are getting political. Oh, I go, if I hear that again. And I still had people. I was trying to play tennis and a guy still told me he's not a mask wearer while he played next to me. I said, okay, I'm going to do something different. By the way, Todd Stottlemyre, one of the great blowouts. And anytime you get so emotional that you pick up a chair and throw it, that's Bobby Knight-like. Here's Todd Stottlemyre.
I'm talking about every time where I lose my cool one time, and we're going to talk about it? Huh? Is that what we're going to do? I felt one pitch, all right? I lost my cool, and we're going to talk about it? Huh? I busted my ass out there. I did every thing I can. You think I'm pissed? I'm pissed, all right? Right, I'm pissed. Right, I lost my cool because I did. I lost my cool. Are you happy? I lost it. And I just lost it again. I'm pissed. Right, I'm pissed. That's my job out there. You get pissed when something happens to your job? That's my job. That's my living. I'm pissed. Right, I'm pissed. Right,
the chair. The players are just, they're sprinting away from, hey, be careful, man. You're going to hit me with that chair.
Todd, I have a follow-up. Are you bleeping pissed?
Oh, man. He'll own that forever. He'll own that forever. Of all these, which one, like, to me, the playoffs, anytime somebody comes playoffs and, hey, you know, we got a chance for playoffs. I mean, somebody in your group's always going to go, playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? I just want to win a game. Like, yeah, you have a little Jim Mora for me.
That was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
I don't know what pops up more when somebody turns 40 with Mike Gundy, or is it playoffs? Which one do you find yourself like playoffs?
Playoffs is number one. Playoffs is one, but
because you can change your voice,
man. Right?
Yeah, that's good too. Come after me, I'm a man.
I'm a
40.
Man, I'm 40.
I didn't know you had to be a man to you turn 40 and you're a man. So, but those two definitely. I mean, the old school stuff's the best, but yeah, those really stick out.
Right.
There's no question. They are.
I mean, the greatest one we played today was I think Earl Weaver, because if it was a coach's show and it was, you know, one of these sponsored probably post game or whatever shows it was, or the beginning of the week shows, that's one thing. But I think the most iconic one is playoffs. I think that's the number one that you would hear somebody say just out of nowhere. Whenever someone says the playoffs, the word, you'll have somebody out of a crowd of five people go, playoffs?
Right. No, 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 no.
Playoffs.
No, no, no.
Right.
Question.
Like, it'll just pop up.
Going, playoffs.
playoffs? Are we talking about playoffs?
Right.
Because you change your voice. Yeah. You don't go playoffs.
Right, right.
Playoffs?
Right, right.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are great. And I don't know, but Earl Weaver's hard to beat. I mean,
right,
Earl.
It's tough, right.
Earl just, that's just, like, he knew what he was doing. He was in a show and doing it.
Right.
He didn't care. Like, he didn't care about that stuff. Like, who was going to tell him in management, hey, Earl, you really shouldn't say that? He goes, I get kicked out of a frigging game, like, once every other day. What are you talking about? Yeah, that was crazy. His son down here, too, man. His son worked at a golf course. Used to see him out at Bonaventure all the time. I don't know if he's still out there after all these years or, hell, if he's still around. But, yeah, his dad. Talk about guys that I got a chance to spend a lot of time with Pete Rose, Joe DiMaggio, and by the way, thanks to Jeff Conine and his golf tournament and stuff. That was got to spend time there. And then Earl Weaver. Ugh. Just you know, because a lot of those guys end up retiring down here, and they come down here and the last years they have, and it's just you get to hear stories and stuff, and it was pretty cool. And Pete, like, you know, Pete's just different dude, man. Pete Rose, who, worst thing ever happened when they closed that sports probably the greatest sports bar of all time. Did anybody, well, Will Chamberlain's was right down the street. So
right Wilt's, down the street, right, right.
He and Wilt's places were rolling pretty good. Rolling pretty damn.
I had at least one of my birthday parties growing up as a kid at Wilt's. At least. Maybe two.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And I know my
I never made it there. And we used to, how about Pete Rose? Pete was the first guy to put a studio so he could do radio shows
right,
in there.
Right, I remember
and,
that.
And so I got a chance and got pictures of actually doing a show in a studio and having Pete stop by and Dick Stockton drop by.
Wow.
Denny Potvin stop by. All those guys who were living up there in the Boca area all came over. It was pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I miss Pete being out in Vegas, man. I know he's got to make money. Pete loves his action and money and all that stuff. But, yeah, we miss him for sure. Hey, we got a lot more stuff. Come back, check in on the text machine, 305-567-0560. As we continue on here, also before we get to the end of the show, we got a really strange story going on. I don't know if DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar, payoff, cover-up allegations, criminal investigation for an attorney, like all this stuff, potential bounty on victims' heads and like people changing their story. This is a crazy, crazy story. We're going to talk to David Weinstein later in the show about all of it and what it might mean for two guys that I don't know how – I always wonder when guys have made it and they're starters in the NFL as corners, how the hell does this happen to DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar? I just don't understand. And even if it's about poker or some poker game, don't you find better guys to hang out and play poker with if you think they're cheating or – Right, everybody likes to play poker with their buddies, man. That's what you want to do. Hey, right now, though, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. No matter who you are out there, everybody wants to go to the best, and we're lucky because we got Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News & World Report. Let me get into the good stuff. People ask me, Joe, where do the pros go when they get injured? Somebody in my family's been injured. And of course. You want to send your family and your friends to the best. Well, enter Miami, Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, most of the teams down here, and a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country. They trust the doctors at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. You know why? Because those guys have so much experience. Any kind of injury you've had, they fix probably 10 of them the day before. They know how to do it. Proper rehab. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most. That's our goal every day. Get you back out. And it's nice to know when you meet with one of those doctors, you know that they've worked on so many professional college and high school athletes. They're going to take good care of you too. We even have a facility in Davie located inside Baptist Medical Plaza at the intersection of Griffin Road and South University Drive. Dr. Swartzen and the guys are up there as well. Listen, you got it. We got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. You don't need to go anywhere else except Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. 305-567-0560. We've been all over the place here in a little bit of a meltdown Monday with some of our classics through the years. I still like the old guy. I know I'm showing my age, but the old guys and for people. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't remember Earl Weaver or people like that. So Tommy Lasorda. I think most people, unless you just absolutely don't like baseball, one of the more entertaining guys. Anyway, what do we got coming down on the text machine?
All right, we'll read your text right now. 305-567-0560 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota 560, the Joe text line. Let's start right here from the top of the page here. It says, did you play the Hal McRae meltdown? Mike Ditka was always entertaining as Bears coach also. Bobby Cox has the most ejections all time. Took him a long time to catch Earl Weaver, though.
I didn't know that.
Huh, who knew?
I didn't know. I just thought Earl owned it. And honestly, I thought the guy that was the manager of the Yankees would have been second because he was crazy too.
Mm. Yeah. And Ditka had some good ones too. Hal McRae did also. A lot of those ones that Hal McRae had were better videos than they were audio.
Well, he ripped the phone. He took the phone and ripped
right,
it out.
Right.
But see, that was an old school thing. Like,
right.
I wonder if social media would have been around if those guys would have done all that stuff because that would have been tough on those guys, right?
Oh, they'd have to apologize very quickly after that. Keep and their jobs.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Hey, you've been viewed by 2.5 million people, going crazy." So,
probably. I mean, think of just the Stoudemire rant. If someone actually had the video of him going crazy, and I'm saying like the video from TV because I'm sure there was some sort of video, but I'm talking about someone's phone camera. One of those reporters, and then it gets kind of tweeted out and put on social media, a million retweets, then all of a sudden he's got to come out like the next day, get fined by his team, the whole deal. I'm sure he did, but it would be a little different now.
So now, like in the old days, writers, look at those guys used to call those writers out. Those writers had tough jobs.
Right.
Because they got called out right face to face, and they heard F-bombs and stuff. Today, those guys don't say anything. Even if they're mad, they barely say anything. You know what they do? They shut down and don't talk to the writers for a while. And the team gets in and kind of feels, you know, helps everything get back together. And it's bad for us. It's going to be a bad look because the writer's now going to bash you on social media and he can give his opinion. It's just changed a lot. Like, when's the last time we had a major blow up down here where somebody really got mad? Like, really stayed mad. We've had guys leave early and coaches leave early and, you know, and didn't like stuff. But they call out a guy. They bring him in the office and stuff. These guys, they just right. Let you have it.
Right, right, right. A lot different. Locally, the only crazy one, I would say, outside of the Dave Lamont one from a couple years back, was someone texted in, I think it was Jedi, who texted in about Cilio. Don't forget the Dan Cilio meltdown on live radio after the Hurricanes were badly beaten in a game. There were some very close F-bombs dropped, but the "you're going to be held accountable" was the best part of that
you
rant.
You are
I'm just
going
saying.
To be held right. accountable!
From the Jedi. His That's whole rant good. That day was...
That was one of his best segments right. on radio. That, and by the way, that was from the heart. Like yeah, right. he was... I always like the thing about Cilio. How about when Cilio jumped on the bandwagon? They don't recruit enough local players, and he right. was a guy that was brought in from out of state to play for the Canes.
Right.
So I guess never quite understood that when he was making that argument on behalf of all the guys that were out there, and he was with them like, "Yeah, we got to get more local guys." So, dude, didn't your ass come from like New Jersey or something?
Cilio's lost his damn mind, by the way, on Twitter. So this will get back to him. Like, anytime we bring him up, it gets back. Remember we were trying to get his football right. from the All-In Challenge?
Right. Oh. Where's he living? Is he out in Southern California still?
Yeah, he lives in California, San Diego, but right, he is, I don't know, like a great way to explain it, but for Melting Down Monday, like he's melting down on Twitter.
What about? I mean,
just,
you can't
just a little bit of a mess. I mean, it gets political, and now the thing is I can't tell which way he stands because he just rants about everything.
Right. Keeps you on your toes, man. Keeps
and he hates every radio company in America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why.
I mean, listen, I love him, but I think he's been bleep canned from every radio thing in America. Yeah, yeah, that's safe to say.
He's also been teasing a return show for the last, like, 6 months.
Maybe it's come. Maybe his agent's working on something. Yeah. Maybe his agent's working on something. What else we got?
Okay, so a couple more have come in and said, what about Ryan Leaf? He had a huge breakdown, didn't he, in the locker room? He did, yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one for the rest of his story speaks for itself. But, yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a real bad one. Someone said we'd love to have to watch some of those Rose Joseph wife meltdowns. Yeah, me too.
I'm good now. They're
No, I'm talking
you're
the whole
not.
Time.
Right, they're one way. Right. Oh no,
Plenty of your meltdowns in this building. Maybe the old building, but I've seen plenty of your work meltdowns.
Yeah. Yep. They've been good. And we had camera phones too. I don't know why we didn't tape that.
Well, that breaks like the guy code, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have been good audio to play.
For what? Like, what are you talking about?
For meltdown
Joe,
money.
Come on. You know you've melted down many times.
On what? You talking about the boss? Like, that didn't even count. Never around. What else?
Joe, come on. Not just this boss, by the way. It's every boss. But you've had plenty of meltdowns at the station over the years.
How long you been with me?
Like 6 or 7 years now? Long enough. Right. It's like a lifetime.
No, you don't even know the good.
I look at pictures from like right before I started working with Joe, and I look at pictures now, and I'm like, wow, man, I've really, really aged.
Wow,
you're still a pain in the ass. Right, what else you got? What else you got coming in?
Good thing you've gotten much easier going as time has gone on. So
right, crazy. Kellen Winslow had that good meltdown in the locker room. I'm a soldier.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Not bad. That was a good one.
Someone said, don't remember seeing any Don Shula meltdowns in public.
No, because, like, he ripped a ton. Writers got their ass ripped. Listen, if he didn't like it, you got confronted. You didn't have to worry about him walking around saying, not today. He confronted you right away. You got called in like a player with Coach Shula when you.
Right.
But that was the time, again, you never heard about that. It was never going to be out there. No writer was going to ever write, Coach Shula's not happy with me. Because most of his coaching career, he was the only show in town. It was just a different time. There was limited radio. WIOD had an afternoon sports show, and that was it. There was nothing else. There were no other sports shows. There was no social media. There was a couple of writers only. So it was just a different time.
What show did you go on that you got in trouble for talking about the 3-4-4?
WIOD afternoon show.
That was a good one. Someone asked, DC Rob texted in, one of our favorite texters said, is there no Rose Joseph meltdown over the years? There are plenty, but my favorite one would had to be the when you used to do that Sunday show at the, was the Kasuki Sunday show that you used to do when Howard David, the Howard from Boca Part. That was my favorite. I wish I still had the audio.
Listen,
of that.
Man,
that
I'm sure. Look, if you do this, you're going to have your moments where. I mean, it was very common with the guys that used to do radio at 560. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of guys that had meltdowns. Hank had them on a regular basis. Classics.
Right. Big O
Neil
did
Rogers,
too. Don't forget
Mad
Big O.
Dog,
right. Big O. Right.
Big
not,
O.
All those guys. Right.
You guys just aren't made up that way. It's fine.
Oh man!
I feel like he doesn't like us talking about his meltdowns, but he's okay talking about all these other ones all morning.
I said I've had him. I've done some stuff.
Just had him. Yeah,
I've had confrontations
on and off the air. Yeah,
I used to say stuff in the morning. I have to go see guys, and they used to
right.
Let me have it.
Mm-hmm. Someone texted in, just like playoffs when you can't say Jim Mora's name. How about practice and Allen Iverson?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. You're right. Because you say playoffs, you think playoffs, but you say
he owns practice.
Practice.
No, no, right. No. He owns practice. Right. That's a great point. When somebody goes, hey, right. guys, we're going to practice. You're like, practice? We're not talking about practice.
Yep.
It's about the game, not practice.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. We're talking about practice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely well, right up there.
Hey, did he do that down here where he stayed out late and missed? Was that, didn't that happen down here?
I can imagine.
Did he get caught in South Beach and missed a morning shoot around and then talk before the game? Listen, man, when that South Beach thing first came, there were a lot right. of dudes coming in town that were really good players that went out all night that missed that morning shoot around that
South
showed
Beach
up
flu.
In the afternoon. Right. It got flu. A lot of dudes. It even got the Chicago Bulls. They lost one game, and they said, you won't have to worry about that South Beach thing again. We got South Beach is the greatest six man. I think all those guys have overcome that, although you say that. Looked like they had a pretty good six-man this year. Mm.
Somebody texted that Hank Goldberg had hourly meltdowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the thing with Hank used to be with the shows.
Oh, he used to rip callers. Remember that?
But yeah, he did that. But everything was set up the mood of gambling and how he did at the tracks.
Right.
And
right.
if he had a good day, he was gonna be better. If he had a bad day
it
and you
bad.
Brought up something.
Right.
He wanted right. your package cut off. He wanted you to be run over.
You are a package. Remember, you
the advertising.
That.
The right. advertising agency sucked. Oh no,
right.
it was bad. Right, he yeah. used to do stuff, and I was like, "Oh man, I could never." Oh, I don't know about that.
I'd like to see
Hammer and Hank earn that name. Hammer and right. Hank. God bless Hank. Man, he's out in Vegas still.
Can you imagine Hollywood as Hank's producer for a month?
He would never
Two
make
weeks.
It. He'd never make it.
It's really tough for me to imagine a human being more difficult than Joe. So, I don't
oh
know.
God, that, let me tell you something. You have no idea about difficult.
I'm gonna get you on a new show. You
wow. I've heard about Hank. Though. I have heard about him.
It was
being
it was very
difficult.
Interesting. Right. He was an interesting, interesting one. Good guy, good radio guy, but he was an interesting dude.
What else you got was. Coming in? Why, hey, Hollywood? Shut up about me.
What's wrong, bro? You getting a little salty late in the show here?
Jesus. Act like I go around as a psycho in the building. You don't bitch when you get breakfast every morning. What
it's
else
It's getting
got?
Easier and easier to get under your skin during this quarantine thing, man.
Somebody texted us. Sounds like Hollywood's jealous he wasn't invited to that neighbor's party.
I was.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious if we caught his ass at one of those parties.
Oh,
with no mask
God.
On.
Someone had a picture.
Throwing down, yeah, chugging yeah. a beer or something
right,
with the kids.
Right.
Would you guys put me out on social media?
100%.
In a heartbeat.
Not even a question. Yep. Someone texted in their first ever game they went to. Earl and Frank Robinson both got tossed in the first inning, 1969.
That'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah, Earl, man, like, he just came out. It was on, man. It was entertaining. Like, and by the way, he had really good teams. One of the greatest starting pitching rotations of all time.
Someone also said we could do an entire segment off YouTube of Nick Saban meltdowns against the media.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still.
Right.
Now, there's a guy that just he loves his players, and he's tough on coaches, and he hates the media, period.
Hank That's would it. Have made Hollywood cry. Neil would have crushed Hollywood. Oh, God, Neil. If Neil had Hollywood for an hour?
Would never, never.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood would have never made it with either
right.
one of those guys.
Right, right.
There was no calling you later to see if you were okay and I'm
no.
sorry.
No, no, no.
You'd have been.
Wait a second. Are you saying you do that?
I'm just saying. We. Got...
I mean, the next time you apologize will be the first time. Come on, man.
Dude, you think you're easy to work with? Like, since you're calling me out, do you think you're easy? You're the most moody human being I've ever been around. Like, you got
Ding.
Your good days and bad days. Like, then, like, I
We
tell
all
you,
do,
hey, man,
Joe.
You got to be nicer. I go, you got to be nicer around the other part of the staff. And you're like, you were, like, bummed the whole show. I said, dude, I'm just telling you, the girls want to know if you got something up your rear end. Like, dude, Say hi to him or something. I'll tell you one thing we can all agree on going to your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, listen, man, they got everything you need. Chevy SUVs, oh, you are going to love it, whether it's a midsize or a smaller SUV. I love my Tahoe, and I know a lot of folks love their Suburban, but I want to talk to you about the Chevy Open Road Sales event going on right now. Silverado Trucks, well, I'll tell you what, if you need to change a little bit and get a truck you need, you're going to absolutely love it. But the 2020 Traverse makes every drive worth the trip. The midsize SUV, it's spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise anything else. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about for a midsize SUV and still needing all that space, but something that's easier for you to drive, the Traverse has got everything. And the 2020 Equinox SUV, smaller, but just everything you need, powerful and perfect. Need that extra space? It's going to give it to you. And then the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Every drive you're going to have is going to be fun. And you will not find too many SUVs that look as good as a midsize Chevy Blazer. Boy, you get the picture. Go down when you get some time. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.